Hi Disha, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm very happy and I'm feeling very jumpy and I'm very elated and very ecstatic.
Good.
What's
good.
Your name?
I'm Tarun.
Tarun, what do you do?
I work in a manufacturing company.
And did you get time to watch the game yesterday?
Yes, of course.
Wasn't it fantastic?
Yes, it was. It was very exciting and the whole stadium was chanting India, that added to the thrill.
I know, to see so much support for badminton was very overwhelming.
Yes, definitely. I noticed couple of points during the game that, you know, whenever she got a chance, she smashed really well. And when she had to give a high shot, it was very deep. So the opponent not have a smash. So it was a very good strategy.
Oh, it was super because that Japanese opponent was much shorter and her court coverage would take a little more time as opposed to Sindhu. So I think she was making a run around the whole court from the top left corner to the right bottom, again to the right top corner to the left bottom. And in that entire movement, she got one moment where the girl was distracted and she'd body smash her or drop her turtle. So it was a very good game, no?
Yeah, in fact, the second game was evenly matched till the break. And after the break, it was 10 straight points. So, you know, that I think sealed it.
Yeah,
so,
from that 10 points onwards, my throat went for a toss. Like, there was nothing I could do about it. And I think it was the neighbors would have reported for noise pollution and all that. But, you know, I couldn't care. Tarun, so today is the final. You're going to make some time for it, no?
Of course. I mean, I think it's at 7:30 today in the evening.
So yes. I'll be there. Yeah, it should be there between 7 and 7:30. And I got your WhatsApp message where you were saying, you know, with two medals, we're ignoring the bigger system issue. You know, there's so much muck and dirt, but we can't take away from their celebratory moments because of the muck and dirt. You know, we celebrate these two medals so much that the desire for more overseeds every other negative emotion. And that's, I guess, the idea behind everybody just, you know, being so excited about this.
But, you know, that's my point, that with two medals, we will all come back happy that, you know, okay, we did something, Sindhu, let's say, wins gold and Sakshi won a bronze, so we'll all be happy. But I think that's not the case. We should always look at a bigger picture. I mean, we are the second most populous country in the world, and today we are standing at number 70 in medals tally. It's a shame. And I mean, no offense.
Absolutely, not to the athletes, but to the federations and the support system and the infrastructure. I know that's a bigger concern. But right now, celebrating their victory is probably priority. Ek bari ye khatam ho jaye, phir unse niptenge hum.
But India mein pata kya hota hai? I think when this Commonwealth Games, kuch to ho raha tha, and then you know somebody official some.
Kalmadi.
Somebody said ki it's all like Indian wedding.
कि मतलब बारात दरवाजे तक पहुंचे और तभी हम तैयार होते हैं.
हाँ, और बाद में सब कुछ ठीक हो जाता है, everybody is happy. तो मुझे लग रहा है कि अभी क्या होगा कि everybody would, you know, said okay, whatever we is, at least one minute and we are happy, and then again these issues will resurface only after 4 years.
No, you know, I'm want to be a little more positive because the air this time, I don't know if you noticed this, Tarun, tell me if you did, but somehow this Olympic, the involvement of whether it's popular figures in different fields of work or whether it's just general janta involved. Tell me, did you watch the Beijing or the London games last time? Were you so clued in?
Not really. Hena? You are right.
Yeah.
That's definitely a change. But I think as the population of the country, we have to ask more from the officials and the federation.
It will happen,
where
Tarun.
All the money is going.
Yeah.
And we just cannot, you know, be happy with these two medals. We have to, of course, aim for more in the next 4 years, and in fact, we should give ourselves a target.
I am very optimistic about Tokyo 2020. You know, in fact, I have a feeling this is like the renaissance phase for Indian sports in Olympics. You know,
well, I don't know if you read Vijay Krishnan's
bout
after he lost. Yeah, so he just gave some interview and he said that, you know, there were no left-handers with whom he could practice, and that is why he lost. So that's a shame. And,
no, you know, there was a point they were going to be disqualified because they didn't have a jersey with India written on it.
Okay, that part I didn't know, yeah.
Can you imagine how stupid that is? You know the Olympics are happening on this date. You can't get your kit ready.
Yes, I mean, as soon as the athletes landed, they said the kits are not even at par with some of the poorer countries that are there. So
the hockey coach, he went to the local sports store in a public transportation, picked up the new hockey sticks and shoes and came back. And there are pictures of that on social media because the kit didn't reach on time. That's also one of the reasons why they couldn't join the opening ceremony. The hockey team was not there only in the opening ceremony.
Right. You're right.
I mean, so disgusting,
In fact, Great Britain said that, I think they said they put £5 million for each medal. I mean, that's the investment that they do in the country. And we should really ask, what do we do? I mean, I don't think we are even spending, not even half, even not even one-tenth of that amount. So, of course, the results are there.
Obviously, input is equal to output. Agar aap daloge nahi, to result kahan se milega? You know, that's the funny thing. People want results, but nobody is willing to really invest in it in any form. Yeah, whether it's emotional investment, physical investment, whether it's letting your kids go and play an Olympic sport. We did something very interesting where we asked, you know, ki medal kyun nahi milta? Because does any parent ever raise a child saying, "Mera bachcha badao ke Olympic medal"? You want the child to do different things, you know, and
yeah, because they don't see that, you know, they will grow in that career,
yeah,
long term, because that doesn't happen. But I think the good part is that two girls have won, and I really liked your statement that, you know, ask gold in medals and not dowry.
Isn't that true?
That's a really good takeaway that we have from all, from both these medals.
Tarun, we're on the same page, and hopefully we'll stay positive. And right now, I'm too focused. I have nothing to contribute, but I feel like I have to get my pom-poms ready. I have to pull out my shoes. I need to brace myself for the big match at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, so let's cheer for PV Sindhu today, and yes, let's hope she gets her gold.
Let's hope she does that. Ooh, that's nice.